Ed Sheeran announces intimate shows in Toronto and Vancouver. Harry Styles on a One Direction reunion, never say never. And Post Malone explains his weight loss and insists he's not on drugs. It's Friday, April 28th, and here are your latest music news headlines, brought to you by The Filter. Before Ed Sheeran hits Toronto's Rogers Centre and Vancouver's BC Place, he's going to perform to a much smaller crowd at theaters in those cities. The singer announced on Friday he will do shows at History in Toronto on June 16th and the Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver on September 1st. Registration for the Ticketmaster Verified Fan is now on until 11:59 p.m. Eastern on April 30th, with sales beginning May 2nd at 10 a.m. local time. Sheeran added Canada to his Mathematics tour last October with the announcement of a June 17th stop at the Rogers Centre, and a second show was added on June 18th, with special guests Khalid and Rosalind, and a September 2nd concert at BC Place with Khalid and Maisie Peters. These are his first concerts in Canada since the pair at the Rogers Centre in August 2018. Sheeran kicked off the Mathematics tour last April. Harry Styles has once again answered a question about the possibility of one day reuniting with his One Direction mates Niall Horan, Liam Payne, Louis Tomlinson, and Zayn Malik. Appearing on the final episode of The Late Late Show with James Corden, Styles was asked yes or no, will there be a One Direction reunion? Will it ever happen? The singer replied, I would say never to that. If there was a time where we all felt like that was what we wanted to do, I don't see why we wouldn't. It's nothing Styles hasn't said before. I'd love for there to be a time where it felt like it was something we all wanted to do, he said on the Spout podcast last year. If there's a moment for us to do it in the right way, I think it'd be great, he told Rolling Stone in 2019. If there's a time when we really want to do it, then that's the only time for us to do it. Last month, Styles raised hopes by sharing a selfie on an Instagram story where he was wearing a t-shirt from 1D's 2012 Up All Night tour. Malik did the same last year when he posted a video where he sings part of the group's 2014 single, Night Changes. The reunion question has dogged the former members of One Direction ever since they went their separate ways in 2015. We'd be absolutely ridiculous not to reform the band, Horan told RTE in 2020. We haven't really spoken about it but when we do, we will. We have all said individually that we will, and I think it would be stupid if we didn't. In 2019, Tomlinson told The Sun, reunion is a no-brainer. He added, honestly, it'll be the first name on the team sheet. I'll be signing up right away, I tell you. I have a feeling like we have this responsibility to actually come back to these people. Simon Cowell, who put the group together, told a British radio station in 2019, my gut feeling is yeah, I do think it'll happen. It would be nuts not to. Even if it was a one-off or something, it's just too big of an opportunity not to do. There were rumors that One Direction would reunite on The Late Late Show, but those rumors were quickly shot down. Ahead of Thursday's primetime show, head writer Lauren Greenberg told BBC Newsbeat, there will be, you know, a little Easter egg, and teased, you'll just have to tune in and find out. Viewers of the primetime episode got a quick shot of the members of One Direction and host James Corden's opening number, in which he sang, I'm putting it out there, all my love and affection, maybe I'll finally kidnap One Direction. Post Malone is once again assuring his fans that he is healthy. I want to say that I'm not doing drugs, Malone wrote in an Instagram post early Friday. I've had a lot of people ask me about my weight loss and I suppose performance on stage. I'm having a lot of fun performing and I've never felt healthier. The 27-year-old, who welcomed a baby girl with his fiance early last year, said that there are other reasons for his slimmed down look. I guess dad life kicked in and I decided to kick soda and start eating better so I can be around long enough for this little angel, he wrote. Next up is smokes and brews, but I like to consider myself a patient man, lol. A little more than 3 years ago, Malone made similar comments during a break in one of his concerts. I'm not on drugs and I feel the best I've ever felt in my life, he told the crowd. I appreciate the love and support, but I feel fantastic and I'm not doing drugs. In his latest message, Malone said he's been working on new music and insisted that his brain is a super dope place and the happiest I've ever been in a long time. He ended his message with some supportive words for others. If you're having a hard time and you need some love, I can say that you're loved more than you know and keep effing crushing it. Spread love and rock on. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.